Look in the book of Matthew, chapter 4. It's very good to be here with you as always. We enjoy your fellowship. We thank you for your prayers and the offerings and your support. The things in the church in Toluca is not doing that well in a sense that we don't see much progress at the moment. We don't have very many people meeting with us. And we don't have very many people listening to us while we preach, it seems like, and we don't have very many Bible studies. So things just going kind of slow there, and we ask that you would pray for that work. We'd like to see some real success in Toluca, like we've seen in other cities. And we're doing what we can do, but we need the Lord to really decide. He wants to bless that city. We need Him to decide. He wants to raise up a church and save some people. And so we need you to pray for that, if you would. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Very interesting phrase, you know. I think about it, and you know, maybe if they would have been of some other profession, he would have said, I will make you, I don't know, builders of men. I don't know, you know, if they were carpenters or something. But he gets these fishermen and he says, he uses this phrase, I will make you fishers of men. And I thought a while back, I read this and it kind of just struck me. And I thought about it for a while, you know, and I have a hard time coming up with another profession that we could take and apply like you can apply this, the way he applies this to soul winning. And what he's saying is that those who are involved in soul winning are fishers of men. You know, I'm a horrible fisherman. Just horrible fisherman. I hate to fish. I like to eat fish. I hate to fish. I just hate it. Now, I got some other people that I know that are pretty good fishermen. I know I give Danny a hard time, but I've been with him. He's a pretty good fisherman. And my dad, he's turning out to be, he still can't cast. You know, they still have to cast for him, but he's turning out to be a pretty good fisherman. And so, you know, I look at myself and I'm just a terrible fisherman, so I can't really relate much and I can't tell you much about this. But I look at them and there's some things that I've observed in fishermen that I think that we as fishers of men should be, that we need to look at and we need to somehow emulate as soul winners. For instance, I've noticed in not me, but in other people that are fishermen, I've noticed that they're always ready. They're always ready to go fishing. You call Danny up at any hour of the day or night, wherever he may be, whatever he may be eating at the moment, and he'll drop his fork and everything else, and he'll go fishing with you. Because he's ready. That's how fishermen should be. And good fishermen, that's how they are. That's why they catch fish. They hear, hey, Mike, they're biting up here. And they drop everything and throw everything in the car and drive up 10 hours because they're biting. They may not be biting next week, so we're going to go now. Always ready. That's how fishermen should be. And as fishers of men, we should be always ready. Always ready. Problem is, we're just not always ready. We're not always willing to go. Oh, Chihuahua. They want to study on Saturday? Oh, why can't souls get saved from Monday through Friday? See, but that's not how fishermen think. A fisherman thinks, what I would like to do on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and on Sunday, if the pastors would permit, is fish. I want to fish. I don't understand that. I really don't. There's nothing about fishing I like. I just don't understand any of it. But when I look at fishermen, that's what I see. They're always ready. And as fishers of men, we should be always ready. You know something else? They're not only always ready, they're always prepared. See, I got fishing stuff too. I thought maybe I'd get into it, so I got me a pole, and I got some hooks, and I got some other things like that. I have no idea where they are, so I just borrow theirs when I go. Because I don't know where mine are at, and if I could find them, I'm sure they don't work.
My hooks are all rusted. My poles are all broken. My reels, I've used them for other things. The parts in them are much more interesting. I've used it for other things. What do I want that for? But a fisherman, a real fisherman, they're ready. You ought to see my dad. Boy, he took all this stuff. He's got his little thing. He's got his little float because the guys he fished with, they're all tall. And then he's short. And so he got himself a little float so he can float around out there. And he's got his little thing. And I don't know what all. They got things hanging off of him, doo-witches and everything. And I don't got anything. I show up and I don't have even the clothes I need. They're all ready. They got special booties and they got special boots that go on the booties. And they got everything. That's how a fisherman is, see? A fisherman's always prepared. He's not only willing to go, he's ready to go. When you say, hey, they're biting, Danny, he hooks that boat on, he's ready. He's got everything in there, it's ready to go. That's why they catch fish. See, me, I spend my first day just trying to get my stuff ready. They get there, and as soon as they hit the water, pew, right in the queue, there they go. Not me, I'm untangling stuff and trying to hook stuff on. That's how a fisherman is. And that, as fishers of men, that's how we need to be.
That's right.
Always prepare.
That's right.
Oh, man. Anybody got a track on them? Boy, where was that verse? I know I had it. Where was that verse? See, your brother John was a good fisher. I can get you. Come up here and say all those bad things about me when I'm not even here. Those were lies. Lies. Tell you what. But that's how a fisherman is. And that's how fishers of men should be. We need to be always prepared.
Amen.
Be ready to catch some men. Got to be always prepared. Another thing about that I've seen in fishermen is that they're always confident. You know, I go out to fish and I figure, what a waste of time. I know I'm not going to catch anything. I have a hard time catching something if I casted it, you know, into H-E-B's fish locker, you know. That's how I fish. I don't think I'm going to catch anything. I think, you know, this is just... But fishermen, from what I've seen, they're always confident we're going to catch something today. You know, they take out an ice chest full of ice. I think it ought to be full of sodas and ice. But they don't want... It's just ice because we're going to bring home our limit today. If it was me, and I'm predicting, I'd take out a very small ice chest with a very little bit of ice. Because I know what I catch. And I'm a prophet every time. That's basically what I catch. But a fisherman goes out thinking, I'm going to really catch something. You know, I put maybe 10-pound weight on it because it's cheaper. You know, the line, 10-pound weight line, it's cheaper. Put that on. I'm not going to catch it anyways. Why even bother putting some on the hook? Just put a rock on the end of the line. Cast it out there. What difference does it make? But a fisherman doesn't think that way. And what I've seen is they think, hey, every cast, I can catch something. It's a chance that I'm going to bring something in. And they go out there and they're casting. Oh, I think almost got a bite. I think they're nuts. I think they just hitting boots or stones in there. But they think they're bites. And they're casting and they're casting. And they cast for hours. I don't know how they can do it. They sit there and cast and cast. And then sooner or later, boom, I knew he was out there. Oh, give me a break. But that's how fishermen think. They're always confident. You know, a lot of times we go out as fishers of men and knock on some door. And we're thinking they don't want to hear. They're not interested. And when they open the door, we almost say, you know what? Never mind. I didn't want to tell you anyway. Don't even give them a chance. No, brothers. Fishers of men should emulate the fishermen around here and be always confident. You knock on a door thinking, there's actually somebody behind this door that's interested in the gospel. And there are people. You know, we always talk about people who are better soul winners than others. And I think some people are much better. Look, I'm not just a lousy fisherman. I'm a lousy fisher of men also. I'm not very good at either one. And it's probably because these things I don't have in any aspect of my life. But one thing I've noticed about people that others have said, you know, that guy is a good soul winner. Or that woman, she's a soul winner. You know, one thing I've noticed, they talk to people thinking they're actually interested. Not doing my duty. They actually think what I have to say is interesting and who I'm talking to is interested in it. And they talk to people, not one or two. They talk to everybody. You know, you've cast enough times, you're going to catch something, even if you're a lousy fisherman. And if you knock on enough doors, if you talk to enough of your friends, if you give the gospel enough times, somebody's going to bite.
Amen.
It just is. We got to be more confident as fishers of men. We got to actually think the gospel is something that people actually want. Maybe not. Maybe so-and-so doesn't want it. Maybe your boss doesn't want it, but somebody wants it. Somebody right now is looking for answers. And they'll listen to you. They will. We need to be confident as fishers of men. Another thing I always see in fishers of men is they're always excited. You would think that someone who has caught as many fish as Danny would quit taking pictures of the fish as he can. They all look the same. He probably names them. And this is when I caught old Georgie, and this. You think? I doubt he has a picture of his kids in his wallet, but I bet he's got his fish in there. Look at this, huh? My pride and joy. They're just always excited. And then we go with this guide of theirs that they go with, and they get in, and they go with him, and you think after doing this every day, I mean, that's his job every single day, 360 some days a year, you think by a couple years, he wouldn't care anymore. But he looks just like me. Oh, got a fish! He brings in some little thing. But that's how fishermen are. They're just always excited. If they catch a fish, they're happy about it. But us, as fishers of men, I hope nobody goes down during that altar call and gets saved. It's getting late. See, that's what Jesus talked about there in that parable of the prodigal son. I mean, that's the point of the parable. The prodigal son is not the point. It's the brother. He's the point. He could find no joy in repentance. No joy in his own brother getting back right with God, getting saved. No joy in any of it. Too many Christians are that older brother. Just can't get excited about the only thing on earth that's worth getting excited about. Who cares who wins the NBA championship? Good grief, they do it again every year. It only lasts a few months, and then they're all talking about, well, we got to get back in there, and they're a bunch of losers, they already lost. That doesn't mean anything, but souls are forever.
Amen.
Forget diamonds. Diamonds don't last any time at all either. But souls, being right with God, that is eternal. That's something worth getting excited about.
Right.
Man, if you're going to be a fanatic about this.
Right.
This matters. This is what we need to be. But another thing I thought about when I think about fishers of men is that no sacrifice is ever too great for. You know, I would think it's just easier just go down and buy the fish. To me it is. To me it's easier just to wait till dinner on the grounds and go out there and stand next to Danny's cooker pot and fish out of there. Now that's a good place to fish. It comes out breaded and fried and hot. Boy, I don't know what. That's a real good fishing spot. I'd never come away empty out of there. But no, see, catching those fish, it don't matter how much you spend on that boat. It don't matter how much money you have in lures. It's all worth it when you catch that fish for them. I don't understand that. That's probably why I'm not a very good fisherman. You know, if that fish wants to jump up, and it's a big one, he wants to grab me and say, take me home, well, I'll think about it. But see, not with him, man. No sacrifice too great. That's how fishers of men should be.
Amen.
What are you willing to sacrifice to catch some men? Jesus said, you're catching fish right now. You follow me, I'm going to make you a fisher of men. I'm going to take what you might have learned being a fisherman, and I'm going to teach you some other things and make you a fisher of men. But catching men takes some sacrifice. And you got to think about what you're willing to sacrifice. Take some time. You don't just, you know, step out the door and say, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. And they line up. Take some time. Take some money. Take some people. You have to lose some things. You have to sacrifice some things. But that's what makes a good fisherman. I'm not a very good fisherman, but I sure do want to be. How about you?
Amen.